Ladybird.
Ladybird Addition and Subtraction. Read by Rachel Riley. Hello, welcome and welcome aboard. I'm Rachel Riley, and in this audiobook, we're going to learn how to add and subtract, and we'll have fun along the way too. Hopefully, this is the book your parents meant to order, and you weren't hoping for a story about dragons, knights and wizards. Though I do think a wizard would make a good mathematician. Maths is one of those amazing things that we need in our lives forever. And numbers and sums make up a lot of our everyday lives, even when you don't realise it. Numbers allow us to count things and know how much of something we have or need. Like how many scoops of ice cream you have, or how many books you're allowed to take out from the library. So, are you sitting comfortably? Because here we go. Chapter 1, An Introduction to Adding. So, to start us off, we'll need to learn how to add. But before we do this, I thought it would be important to actually think about what we mean by adding. Simply, adding is putting two numbers together to make a new, bigger number. When we talk about adding, we'll use lots of words that mean the same thing. Add, adding and addition will all be used, and I'm sure that you are already very familiar with those, but there are other words that we might use too. Often, we will use the word more. How many more are there? Plus is also often used when saying a number sentence. 1 + 1 = 2. We also say altogether when we are counting objects or solving problems. How many do we have altogether? So be careful to listen out to the words, and it will help you to know what to do. One day you'll be able to add numbers in your head, but that will take time and lots of practice. The best way to start learning how to add is to use something called manipulatives. Manipulatives are things we can see, touch and move around. Some people like to use their fingers as manipulatives, as they're so handy. And others like to use counters, beads, pebbles, or even fruit. Anything that you can move around easily will work. Personally, I think raisins are great for maths, and they make a tasty treat afterwards. Once we're confident with manipulatives, we can move on to pictorials, which is where we can count pictures or draw our own to help us. After this, we'll look at some different ways to add bigger numbers, and you'll be on your way to being a maths wizard. I knew we could get wizards in here somewhere. Everyone listening to this audiobook will be at a different level, and that's okay. If you're a beginner, you can work through all of the steps one by one. But if you're feeling more confident, you can skip ahead if you want to. Also, don't forget that if you'd like a little more time to figure out any of the problems we work on, you can always press pause on your device to give yourself as long as you like. Chapter 2, How to Add. Let's start with some simple addition using manipulatives. Can you remember what they are? That's right, anything you can touch or move around. So for this activity, we'll need 10 little things. Otherwise, your fingers will be just as good. Grab a pencil and paper so that you can write down some of your number sentences too. Press pause on your device now while you collect what you need, then come back and press play when you're ready. Ready? Awesome! The first number sentence we're going to solve together is 3 + 2. If you're using objects as your manipulatives, I'd like you to make two piles. Put 3 objects in one pile and 2 objects in the other pile. If you're using...
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?